When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
And with a quick turn, skipper Alex Dock slams it in.
There's Lindegaard making for his back pedal. Davis looking to help it into the path of Morris. He's found him by the deflection. It's Aaron Davis. He could win it. He probably has won it for Yeovil.
Oh, and it's an opening goal. What a start. Maddon, after just 6 minutes, gives Yeovil the lead.
Stansfield, good turn away from Trott. Goal!
So hello and welcome to another edition of A Foot in the Opposition Camp from us at the Glovers Cast. And today, as Yeovil Town make their way to Slough Town, I'm very pleased to say we are joined by the chairman of the Slough Town Supporters Club, Richard Kendall. So Richard, firstly, welcome to the Glovers Cast.
Thank you very much, David. It's a pleasure to join your podcast, and hopefully you'll get an insight into us and what lays ahead for the weekend.
Absolutely, that's what we're hoping for. So let's begin then about the season so far for Slough, because I think I'm right in saying that when you came to Hewish Park, it doesn't seem that long ago, maybe only a month or two back, a lot of people were very impressed with the performance that that Slough put in. And how has the season as a whole been for you?
It's been quite strange, really. So if we went back to this time last season, we was in a real relegation dogfight, and we'd had a change of sort of ownership and manager. And, you know, I said to the manager last week that, you know, this time last season, it was 23 and a half hours a day looking at the league table.
Right.
And he came back to me and said, only 23 and a half. He was doing the full 24 hours a day. And in fairness, I do know that he was, you know, working nonstop to try and keep us up. So, and then this season, you know, I think we had a very long pre-season. We played so many pre-season games, we wondered what was going on. And unfortunately, the start of the season didn't go very well for us. So we lost our first three games. Then we finally got a win on the road at Western Supermare. Then we went and lost the next three games. So in the first seven games, we had 3 points. The last of those seven games, we got beat 5-2 at home by Tunbridge. And many of us expected that perhaps the manager was going to call it a day, but he stuck with it. And in fairness, we haven't really looked back since.
What do you put that sort of slow start down? Was there a big turnover of players in the summer, or things like that tend to make for a slightly slower start? Was that the case with Slough?
I think a little bit. I mean, once the managers last season sort of left in a sort of a bit of a shock to us all, because our previous managers have been there for many years, seen us through some good times. So we sort of ended the last part of the season with quite a different squad to the one we started with. And then this season, the new manager is his first season, full season as manager. So we had a lot of trialists. We had some regular players that had stayed on. But we just didn't gel at the start. And that was it was quite difficult. And we went from being quite optimistic to, you know, quite depressed and over the first few weeks. And as I said, from that point on, we recovered and all went very well.
Yeah. And I think one thing that we can say about the game at Hewish Park is your manager. He's not a bad player himself, is he?
Oh, I mean, I know he's in his 30s now, let's say, and yeah. It was his birthday last weekend. But some of the crosses that he makes, you know, at this level, you just, you know, you're looking at the Glenn Hoddle type crosses and passes, you know. So
wow.
And actually, since we played you, we'd only lost 1-8 since then, up until last night when we lost at Havant.
Yeah, I wanted to come on to your more recent form, because like you say, I was before last night at Havant and Wallaville, I was looking at the form table and I was thinking if you go back over sort of 6 or 8 games, you were, if not top, you were not far off it. I mean, what do you put that run? Well, we'll come to the last night's game, but what do you put that turn of form down to?
I think it was really just building the squad and making a few changes as we've gone along. And, you know, when asked about the quality of the players, I think it's quite difficult for the fans to pick one or two standout players. I think we've got a small but very decent squad. We've got some excellent players and, you know, things just come together, you know, very well. So I think up until... I mean, you probably know that we played Bath recently and the game was...
abandoned, wasn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, so it got abandoned because of a supporter, a medical incident. And and then since then, we've had one draw and then lost last night. But we were sort of thinking if we'd have won that Bath game and, you know, we'd have only been 3 points off the playoffs, maybe played one or two games more than some. But, you know, it was very optimistic. But I think now it's a little bit more of a grey area. As I think you...
And am I right in saying that Bath game you were winning, weren't you?
It was a strange one. I mean, we were 4-0 up, wow. You know, and at half time, and it was like, wow, this is fantastic. And I mean, they got back to 4-2, and then the game was stopped in around about the 70th minute. Right. I think they were down to their, you know, their last sub, and you know, I think, you know, we'd have still won the game, I firmly believe. Even the Bath supporters said that they felt we deserved the win. But, you know, really, you know, calling the game off didn't leave a very good feeling with a lot of the supporters, as well as I think the club itself. So those 3 points would have been a real boost to our playoff hopes.
Yeah. And since then, like you say, a draw away at Braintree, which is, you know, they're no slouches, are they? So no disgrace there. But then a defeat at Havant and Waterlooville, who are a funny team, aren't they? I mean, we lost there on August Bank Holiday Monday. And I know they've got some good players, haven't they? And they're either a full-time or a hybrid. They've got some full-time players, I think. What did you attend that game at Havant? Well, how did that one go?
No, I didn't in the end. I couldn't make it. But as usual, a good number of supporters did. Despite the fact that it's a Tuesday night and quite a bit of a hike down there, they are a bit of a bogey team for us. And, you know, they're well known for going through a whole squad of players on a regular basis and chopping and changing how their squad looks. But again, it's one of those teams, you know, we lost to Dover home and away and, you know, haven't seemed to be a tricky one as well. So we have had a bit of trouble with teams nearer the bottom. But, you know, that's the way it goes.
Yeah, it is sometimes. So you come into this weekend in 10th position, like say 54 points. And I think, a few points, but not places off the playoff positions. I mean, what is the ambition now for the rest of the season for Slough? What would good look like for you?
I think at the start of the season, we'd have probably, you know, most of the fans would have been quite happy to be fairly secure by this stage. And, you know, looking at the table where, you know, we have 54 points and last season 48 points would have, you know, got you relegated. So I think people feel much more comfortable. But I think probably when the Bath game was, you know, 4-0 to us, I think, you know, we could have been 1 point off of playoffs. And and as we've seen over the last 2 weeks, I mean, a very good draw at Braintree on a difficult grass pitch. And they've not lost this year. But as you've seen, the teams in sort of maybe fourth to seventh have had reasonable form. Whereas, you know, I think yourself, Chelmsford and Worthing, you know, you've won one in five. Worthing have won one in five and Chelmsford have won two in five. So it's almost like if you didn't have that big points gap, you know, you might be a little bit more concerned.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, well, well, there's certainly a few people who are concerned about the last two results. So as we look forward then to the game at Slough, I mean, what can you tell us about some of your players? Now, Scott Davis, for Yeovil fans of a certain vintage, might remember him only briefly turning out as a lone player from Reading back in 2010. So that shows you how long he's been playing for, doesn't it? But we know him to be a very good player. Who are some of the other players in the Slough side that would be worth keeping an eye on this weekend?
Oh, gosh. If anybody is that I've picked out two or three, they might not.
Right. Oh, well, we've got time. Yeah, Rich,
no, I would say, you know, we have a small but a decent squad.
Yeah.
I think a guy that's been with us a number of years, Matt Lench in midfield. You know, he's here, he's there, he's everywhere. And that's a song that gets sung about him. And on his day, you know, he wins man of the match on quite a regular basis. And he'll be very busy in midfield. We have a guy, Johnny Goddard, sort of plays on the wing. But he's played at a higher level before. And, you know, sometimes the quality of what he does is really fantastic. And then we've got a young guy that came as a trialist, I believe, pre-season, joined us. Very raw, but he's a very tricky little winger. And he likes to run at people with the ball. And quite often he'll have two people marking him and maybe scared to put in a tackle because he can be a bit of a wizard at times. So
and that's John Goddard, you said?
No, that's David Ogbonna.
Okay, right.
So he's left or right wing, same as Johnny Goddard. So, yeah, I think pretty much, you know, throughout the team, it's pretty strong. Obviously, when we have an injury or a suspension, that can play its part.
Yeah. I mean, looking at goal scoring players, like you say, John Goddard, according to the stats here, 11 league goals. And Nathan Minas, is it? Nathan Minas?
Yeah.
I mean, with 11 goals as well.
Yeah, I mean, he joined us from a lower level, but he's someone that's always been looked at. I think start of the season, you know, it was probably quite difficult coming up against some of the bigger defenders that you have at this level. And but, you know, in terms of improvement over the season, I mean, he's done very, very well. Scored a few goals, you know, works extremely hard. He's been carrying a bit of a knock, so I'm not quite sure whether he'll start or whether he'll be on the bench.
But yeah,
I mean, and certainly there's a lot of goals in the team. But as you can see, we also let in quite a few as well.
So. Well, yeah, I suppose that's the, like you say, the table doesn't lie when you get to this stage, and being somewhere around the middle sounds like it might be about right. 67 goals scored, but and 59 conceded, according to the table I'm looking at.
Yeah, I mean, certainly the supporters will get value for money in terms of seeing a few goals. I hope I haven't put a 0-0 on the table now. But yeah, I mean, it's been an enjoyable season, been some fantastic goals. We had a reasonable cup run. You know, we almost beat Grimsby at home. And then in the replay, we gave it a good go, run out of steam, and we had some injuries towards the end of the second half and got a little bit of a pasting at their ground.
Right.
But that was only the last 15 minutes or so, really, I think. So
yeah, so an enjoyable season Overall, then, I guess the last thing I need to ask you about, Rich, is you were telling me before we hit the record button that Slough are now playing at a different stadium to the one which some Yeovil fans might remember visiting probably back in the 1990s when we were in the, what was it called, the GM Vauxhall Conference back then. I'm old enough to remember that.
Yeah, I mean, so
tell
we have
us a
lot
bit about the story since those days.
Well, I think... in general, I mean, the fan base that we had in the conference days, and, you know, we got to the semi-finals of the trophy. We were up near the top of the conference. You know, it seemed pretty good. The attendances were, you know, 1,500 plus. And then all of a sudden, it was like we didn't have enough seats. You know, we're 49 seats short of what we was required to have. I mean, perhaps there's some other financial things that, you know, came into play, but for the majority of supporters, it all seemed down to the number of seats. So basically, I think at that point we were, you know, removed from that league and ended up several leagues lower. And for a lot of supporters, it was, you know, time to give up and, you know, do other things. So, but there's a good number of people who did remain around, and despite the fact we were playing at Beaconsfield and at Windsor and, you know, and some games like losing 5-6-0, it was quite difficult. But, you know, I think over time, you know, for years and years trying to sort out a new stadium, and then finally the council built one. And, you know, Slough have been there for the last few years. This is a 4G pitch. I would say it's probably quite a tight pitch in terms of its size. It's pretty modern by comparison to a lot of the grounds that we go to. I think probably, you know, there's things you'd like to improve. You know, some of the terracing's a little bit shallow, so, you know, you get a better view moving to the side of the pitch rather than standing behind the goal sometimes.
Right.
But you get a lot more of the noise behind the goal. That's where the supporters will congregate, and generally there's quite a lot of singing and drum banging going on.
Okay, well, sounds like it'll be a good atmosphere all in all then.
Yeah, and I think, you know, one of the things that that they built at home is that up until the Bath game, it was 18 games unbeaten at home. Bath would have been the 19th. So we really don't want to lose our home record to you guys. I think, you know, they'll be looking to give you guys a tough game. And I'm sure the 3 points, if we can get them, would be very well received.
Yeah, absolutely. And one last thing I have to ask you, because I know the utterance of a 4G surface will fill some supporters with dread. But I mean, how is that a relatively new surface? Because I know they're a bit unpredictable, some of them, aren't they? There doesn't seem to be a great deal of consistency between them. Some of them are terrible. Some of them are quite nice.
I was always, you know, let's play on grass. Forget all this artificial turfs type stuff. And but I think, you know, as you've seen it, you know, with the weather and that, I mean, people like Taunton and Truro have suffered massively, as have a few of the other teams as well. But, you know, we was at Braintree last week, and, you know, it was almost a game of, you know, heading the ball or volleying it all the time, and you couldn't really play good football on the ground. So
I think you're telling me you can't play good football on the surface of Slough. Is that what you're saying?
Oh, it's a proper footballing surface. It's very consistent. And, you know, I think from an artificial pitch, it's, you know, I think it's a much, you see much better football than you do on the grass. So
on the grass.
I think it'll be a very competitive game, and, you know, it'll be good. And, you know, you guys are going to have your own area. So most of our games, we do change ends at half time.
Yeah,
but there will be segregation in place.
Yeah,
not that we have any trouble. We never have any trouble at all. But I think because of the volume of tickets that you guys have had, you know, you'll pretty much get the side, one whole side, which will include a standing area and also quite a big seating area as well. So you get good views, to put it that way.
Fantastic. Oh, well, that sounds like something to look forward to. Well, brilliant. Yeah, I really appreciate you taking the time to talk to us, Rich, anyway. And although we probably can't agree on who should win the game, I will wish you all the very best of luck for the season
after
this weekend, obviously.
Yeah, I mean, same for us. You know, we wish you all the best, but of course, we don't mean it in terms of Saturday. But we was half expecting that you'd be coming to try and seal the league at our place. But I think you still got a little way to go and a few more points you need, eh?
Never over till it's over, is it? I've been saying it all along. People don't believe me, but I've been saying it all along.
No, that's it. Yeah.
Well, Rich, right, really appreciate your time. Thanks very much for talking to us.
Yeah, thanks, Dave. It's been a pleasure, and hopefully we'll all have a good day on Saturday.
Indeed. Thanks again. Cheers.
Thanks very much. Thanks. Bye bye.
And with a quick turn, skipper Alex Dock slams it in.
There's Lindegaard making Forrest back pedal. Davis looking to help it into the path of Morris. He's found him via the deflection. It's Aaron Davis. He could win it. He probably has won it for Yeovil. Oh, and it's an opening goal. What a start. Madden, after just 6 minutes, gives Yeovil the lead.
Stansfield, good turn away from Trott. Goal!
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.